has it on its way, and it is good.
The finality of a football season is just as jolting if you're a rookie, second-year player, or veteran. That was the tone in the locker room here at Dove Valley Sunday as players said goodbye, cleaned out their lockers, started the offseason. And less than 24 hours after losing to the Ravens, everyone was still coming to grips with the fact that this season, with this group of players, is over.
What can I say? It stays shot. To get to this point, and just that game yesterday, emotionally, was just unbelievable.
I didn't sleep yet, so I'm still up trying to fathom it, because you guys are all behind us. The fans were behind us. We had people from everywhere just rooting for us to win, and as we let a lot of people down, not just ourselves.
The shoulda, coulda, wouldas, they come out and just think, what just made one more play, blah, 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 so on and so forth. You can't do that now. You got to learn from it. You got to realize that, when you get to this situation, it's one and done. So you got to make sure you play your best football as a team. And I thought, special teams was unbelievable. I kept us in the game. Offensively, defensively, we didn't play our best.
And that led to a heartbreaking 38-35 loss. After a season where the Broncos went 13-3, Champ Bailey called this year's team the best he's been on. But today, that doesn't mean too much.
Best team that didn't do anything. It's frustrating, but that's the reality of it. We got to the playoffs, but you got to win in the playoffs for it to mean something. It'd be just another year we came up short.
This town, this city, and everybody in this locker room, the ultimate goal was to win the Super Bowl. And we had no doubt in our mind that's where we were headed. So I think everyone's in a state of shock. I'm sure the community's in a state of shock. And unfortunately, things like that happen. So, what do we do? We need to take a step away. We need to get some rest and come back to the drawing board and get back to it.
Executive Vice President of Football Operations John Elway and Head Coach John Fox will hold their end-of-season press conference Monday afternoon here at the team's facility. From Dove Valley, I'm Chris Hall for Broncos TV.